USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people.
President Trump speaks at a news briefing following his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump saying the U.S. has made a concession that it will stop conducting war games with South Korea as part of a plan that will lead to the denuclearization of North Korea.
So under the circumstances that we're negotiating a very comprehensive, complete deal, I think it's inappropriate to be having war games. So number one, we save money a lot. And number two, it really is something that I think they very much appreciated.
After about 24 hours, a man who was holding four children hostage at a home in Orlando kills the kids and then kills himself. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Again, President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un holding their historic summit in Singapore hours ago. President Trump holding a news conference after the summit, and here's more from that.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time, and the argument began.